paragraph vav. V'ze b'chinas ma shomer hazal u'mavoyer hadin b'choshen mishpat shebezdin ma'amidin apotropos al nichse yesoimim. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to deviate a little bit. He's going to use, which he does sometimes, he's going to use the whole foundation that he laid here to explain an important concept in Choshen Mishpat that the Gemara discusses in Baba Basra and the Shulchan Aruch discusses in Choshen Mishpat. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us first a major introduction. He's going to give us like 5-6 more paragraphs, and then he'll jump back to tie it together to this law in Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat, where it says that when children are orphaned, when they don't have parents, and they have properties, and they have an estate, Bezdin appoints an apotropos, what do they call it? Not an agent. There's a word for it. It'll come to me. You know, a custodian. I think that's the word that's used. A custodian over the estate of the assignment until they're old enough, you know, to be able to manage themselves. Ve'isa shom, and the Shulchan Aruch tells us, she'apotropos shemino avi yisoyimim lo yishova, minuhu bezdin yishova, that there's a difference when the father appoints an apotropos before he passes away. Let's say the father is deathly ill, and before he passes away, he appoints one of his close friends, one of his most trustworthy people. He says, I see that I might be dying now. If I pass away, I want you to be in charge. I want you to be the custodian of the estate because my children are young. Then in certain situations, the apotropos is not required to swear at all. He's trusted, you know, because the father chose him. Whereas if the father did not designate a custodian and Bezdin was forced to appoint a custodian, then the custodian who Bezdin appoints will, yes, be required to swear regarding certain transactions, regarding certain issues, as we'll see later on. Now Rav Nosson Zal first is going to give us again major introduction. Ki kol amal ha'odom lefiu. The pasuk says in Koheles, all of a person's struggles and effort is for himself. Ki machmas pegam eitzadas toivora shubchinas pegam emunas chachomim kanal. Because as a result of Odom and Chava eating from the eitzadas, which we mentioned was a type of pegamin emunas chachomim, that Odom Rishon didn't have faith in what he heard directly from Hashem. For this reason, a person in this world struggles and works very, very hard for parnosa. And his food and all of his sustenance comes to him through major effort. All of this is a result of the curse that Hashem gave at that time, where Hashem said, with sweat, with struggle, you'll eat bread, you'll earn a livelihood. Bechinas be'itzavon toichalenu, with atzvus, you'll eat. Shenim shach machmas pegam eitzadas toivora, which is a result of pegam eitzadas, shubkam avonus chachomim. V'zeh shemavor shambat toira nal, and this is why Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Torah Samach Aleph, Chelek Aleph, which this whole halach is based on, Shaidei pegam emunas chachomim nidoin b'moisrois, that as a result of being poigim and emunas chachomim, the punishment is, the person is punished with waste matter. Moisrois means waste or excesses. Hainu, shem moisrois huachilo oile elamoyach umevalvel umaakim esdaitoi, meaning that the waste matter from the food that a person eats, the vapors of that go up to the person's brain and they cloud his thinking. He does not have the ability to think clearly. Umevalvel umaakim esdaitoi. Kamoi shom razal, as the Gemara says, hamalig al divrei chachomim, if a person makes fun of the words of the rabbis, he shows pegam emunas chachomim nidoin betsoya roisachas. His punishment is in boiling filth, boiling excrement, as we find by Yeshu, Yimach Shemayim. Shehu moisrois upsoila suachila. This refers to tsoya, is a form of waste matter, excrement. Upsoila suachila, the waste of the food that the person ate. Sheoila el hamoyach, where the vapors of that go up to the person's brain, umevalvel es data, and confuses his thinking. Vaideze einoi yochel lahoitzi mishpotim vahanhogois yeshorois mikol mashu loimed. And as a result of that, even when the person is learning, even when the person is studying Torah, and the Torah is Eitzos, the Torah is the Chochmah of Hashem, this person will not be able to derive clarity, to derive Eitzah Tova, to derive Hanhogas Yishoros from his learning, because his brain is messed up, his brain is cloudy. Those vapors are clouding his thinking. He doesn't have a clear thinking process. And as a result, his Eitzah becomes Pogum. And he has divisiveness, you know, he has split Eitzah. And he does not have the ability to decide clearly on anything. He's not sure. He doesn't know which way to go. Ayin Shom, look over there in the beginning of Torah Samach Aleph, where Rabbeinu Zal explains all of this very clearly. Now Rab Nosson Zal says, in this Torah, in Torah Samach Aleph, Rabbeinu Zal uses the word moisrois. Moisrois means excesses, or waste, or klipois. Those are all called moisrois. But Rab Nosson Zal tells us, there's another chapter in Likut Imran where Rabbeinu Zal connects it to atzvus. And he tells us that depression, sadness, is one with moisrois, klipois, sitra achra, excesses. So Rab Nosson Zal says, now you can understand how when Hashem said those words, be'itzovoin toichalena, that your parnosa will come be'atzvus, be'itzovoin, itzovoin automatically is connected to moisrois, to that problem of the excesses, the waste matter that's generated from the eating. Instead of when a person eats, it should give him clarity of thought, it should give him fresh energy in his whole body and especially in the brain. It's doing the reverse, it's doing the opposite. It's clouding his brain because it's the wrong kind of, it's these bad vapors going up which cloud the person's thinking. So he says, Zeh ha-moisrois ha-mevavol ha-moyech nimshach comes from that curse of Bitzovin Techelena, shemishom achizas ha-moisrois. That's where these moisrois are plugged into. They're plugged into atzvus. Shehem ha-klipois, shehem chines atzvus. As the Pasuk says, b'chol etzev yihi ha-moisr. Ki haklolo shel bitzovin techelena nimshach haidei b'kama yitzadas tovora shebekama nesachomim shaidei zen eskala bitzovin techelena. Because this curse of bitzovin techelena came about through eating from the yitzadas, which resulted in that curse of bitzovin. Shehu b'chinas moisrois, which this pasuk shows us, atzlus and moisrois are one, they go together. Shezeo b'chinas hamuvur ba'toyranal shehamoisrois mevalvel hamoyach alidei shepogam b'munas chachamim. That's why Rabbeinu Zal tells us that when a person is poigim b'munas chachamim, the moisrois mess up his brain. You see it from the story of Adam Arishon. Vazai ein loy eitzah shleima. And then the person doesn't have clear direction. They don't have shleima so eitzah. Veze ikar kishui ukvedus haparnosa. That's the main problem, the main difficulty, the struggle in parnosa, not knowing what to do, not knowing what's going to make money, what's going to work, what's going to be matzliach. Shenimshach mebechinas bitzovoin toichlena, which comes from that curse, that bitzovoin toichlena, which results in the moisrois that damages the moyach. Ki be'emes ikar kvedus haparnosa hurak machmas chisoron hoetza shein hodom yochel loseis etzais benafshei b'masomaten echlis naig. Because the real main difficulty in parnosa comes from a person not knowing what will succeed in parnosa, which type of work, which client, which, you know, all the different in each person's field of parnosa, all the different questions that he has to know, which if he had Ruach HaKodesh, if he had Nevuah, if he knew exactly which investment is going to succeed, you know, which fund to put his money into, or which business to go into, or which money, whether to use euro or shekel or dollar, you know, which If he knew that, then he'd be right. There'd be no problem with parnasa. Ki ein odom yodea b'ma yistaker. A person doesn't know with what he's going to make money. Ki bevadai b'chol eis u b'chol mokoim yesh dvar schoira sheyecholon yistaker boy harbe. Because it's definitely a fact that at any time and in any place, there is a way to make money. There is a way to get rich. Was the fact that everybody today in the year 2000, in April 2008, is saying the whole world economy is upside down and people are struggling and there are people making billions of dollars every hour and every minute. You know, there's, so you can't give me that baloney. You can't give me that nonsense that the whole world, those people who don't know, who are getting it wrong, they're losing money. But there's an element of people who are getting it right, and they're making money at all times, in any time, in any place. Ki ein lecha dovor she'ein lo mokoim, because there's no item in the world that doesn't have a place, where in this place, this item will succeed, this item will fly. Ki lechol dvar schoira yesh eis u'mokoyim. Every single type of business, every type of merchandise has a place and a time where that thing will fly, that thing will be matzliach. Rak she'ein odom yoideya be'ezes schoira yetzliachata. The problem is that we don't know which item is it that's the thing that if you invest in this today, you'll make millions or billions. In b'shaiva, if it's in wax, in bechitim or wheat, ukiyotzebem, commodities, copper, gold, you know, those people who deal in business. Ze yodua umevur lemi sheboki k'tzas betiv masumatna. Rav Nosson says this is something that anyone who deals in business knows what I'm saying. He understands what I'm saying here. V'alkein ikar hatzlochas hamasumatn hu kishezrecha le'etza shleima leida malis chor v'liknois v'limkor bizmainoi u'bishaito u'mekoimoi boifin shi'arviach. Therefore, the main success in business or parnasa is when the person is zoiche to eitzah shleima, to know what to buy, what to sell, what merchandise to buy and sell, and the right timing, and the right place, and the right place, so that he'll make money, he'll make a killing. Va'oz yochel lahaviach harbe benokel b'liyegia. And when a person has those answers, he can make a lot of money easily, without any sweat, no big deal. And this is why the pasuk says, "Ki hu hanoisen lecho koyach lasois choil." Hashem is the one who gives you the koyach lasois choil. The targum on that pasuk is, "Arehu yohiv loch ito lemikni nichsin." Hashem is the one who gives you the eitzah to acquire wealth, to acquire possessions. Ki ikar hu ashirus walidei hu eitzah. Because the main wealth is by having the right eitzer. When he knows what to invest in, what to do business in his place, in his, you know, at this particular moment, in this particular place. As we find the famous story in the Gemara, where there was a chassid whose wife insulted him, and he went and spent the night in the cemetery, and he overheard two of the dead people talking and saying, they were telling what's going to be, that they heard upstairs, what's going to be successful this year. And sure enough, he went ahead and invested in that and made a killing. V'shoma shtei ruchais mesaprois, shekol hazoireya b'revia rishoina, that anyone who plants in the first, when the first rains are supposed to come, is going to be successful. V'lashona, and he did it, and he was very matzliach. U'lashona bo, the next year, he went and did the same thing again. He spent the night in the cemetery, and again, he heard them talking, and this time he heard them say lehepech, that anyone who plants in that first revia is going to lose their whole crop. So this guy made a killing both years. Because he had the secret information to know when to plan. So therefore, the main struggle in Parnosa, the main problem is to be that we'd lack in Eitzah. She'ein hodom yodea b'ma yatzliach ata. The person doesn't know with what he can be successful now. V'kol ze nimshach me'a moisroi sanal, she'maval v'le samoyach, she'nimshach me'b'chinas b'itzovoin t'ochlena, she'nimshach me'pgam me'unas chachomim, she'pgam eitzadas t'ovora. All of this ties back to the moisrois that cloud the thinking, that come as a result of b'itzovoin t'ochlena, that came as a result of the eitzadas, which was pgam me'unas chachomim. U'machmazeh tzorech odom l'siyageya b'yegiya gedoyla at she'moitzei parnasosim z'noisav. And it's for this reason that the person has to work so hard and struggle and everything to make money, to make a living. Ube'emes ikar hayegiyahu shetzorech l'siyageya ad shebo al ho'etzo amitiyis ma shetzorech l'schar. And the main struggle is simply until he gets the right information, until he gets that the knowledge to know what to do business in, what to invest in. V'alkein be'emes kol hayegiyos heim b'chinam. Therefore, if you want to be real, if you want to be honest, all the struggle is baloney. It's for nothing. The Pasuk says when they went out to look for the mon, it says they spread out to pick it. The word shotu is used, shin tes vav, which the Zohar HaKadosh says, v'lokhu b'shtusa. They went out with foolishness, lack of brains, lack of eitzah tova. Ki be'emes ikar ha'tikin l'hamshich parnoso hu rak al yedei tikin hu eitzah. Because the main solution to be zoche to have parnoso depends on tikin hu eitzah. She tluya be'emunas chachomim, which is dependent on emunas chachomim. Shehu klolius ha'toira. That's koilo, the entire Torah. Bechinas ribuy hasforim shel ha'toirah k'doshah shetzrichin lahamin bekulam. The concept of the multitude of the sforim, of Torah shebal peh, where a proper Jew has to believe in all of those sforim, he has to be machshiv, all the sforim. V'alkein ikar tikun amasu matan hu al yidei ho'emuna. And it's for this reason that the main tikkun for parnosa, for business, is emuna. Kama Shem Razal, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, that when a person comes up to Shemayim, the first question they ask him is, nososo venosato be'emuna. Did you do business with emuna? That's the magic word. Hainu emunas chachomim. And we know that emuna is not just emuna in Hashem. Emuna means emuna in Hashem, vayaminu b'Hashem uve Moshe avdoi. Emunas chachomim. Shehu ikar yesoid hu emuna. Emunas chachomim is the main foundation of emuna. V'ze b'chinas, this is why the Pasuk says, smach zvulon b'tzeisecho v'yesochar boyolecho. She zvulon, shu b'chinas ha-socher, zvulon, who's the businessman, the one who's going out to work, kishe mekasher u'mekarei v'atzmoi la-hatzadik u'emes, when he attaches himself and brings himself close to the tzadik, who's b'chinas yisocher, shehu hoyo oisek batoiro, who's the one who sat on toiro navoida, u'zvulon o yamaspik oisoy, and zvulon took care of him financially, azay ne'mar, smach zvulon b'tzeisecha. Zvulun, rejoice when you go out. You can go out happy. No atzvus, no be'itzavu in techlena. L'schoira, to do your business. Ki bevadai b'chol asher tifne tatzliach b'schoiroscha. Because when you're mekusha to the tzaddik, when you have the proper emunas chachomim, you're gonna have what to celebrate. You're gonna have what to be happy about. Ki me'achar sh'asoicher mekasher atzmoy lahatalmud chochom ho'emes. Because when the businessman attaches himself to the true Talmud Chacham, umas bekoisoy, and he supports him, he makes sure he has everything he needs, sheze b'chinas emunas chachamim, that's one of the strongest displays of emunas chachamim, because we know the Gemara says, put your money where your faith is. We say, v'chol mo'edecha, the Pasuk says, we say in Kriyashma, you should love Hashem v'chol v'chol nafshcha v'chol mo'edecha. Mo'edecha means your wealth. And we have a different Pasuk that says, tzivisa tzedek edoisecha ve'emuna mo'oid. That your emuna is reflected by your mo'oid, by your money, by your tztaka, by your meiser. שזה בחינת סמונס חכמים, על ידי זה זכה לעצה שלמה. Through that, the person is זכה to שלמה סו עצה, ועוז בוודא יצליח בכל אשר יעשה. And then the person will definitely succeed in everything he does. כי עיקר ההצלחה הוא על ידי העצה כנל. Because the main הצלחה is through שלמה סו עצה, as we explained before.